In their annual update to members of the Park City Board of Realtors, chief operating officers at Deer Valley Todd Shallon and at Park City Mountain Resort Mike Gore reviewed their plans for a ski season in the midst of a pandemic. Both talked about how different operations will be this year, but their goals remain the same: get open and stay open.
The bottom line is we are planning on opening on December 5th, and our goal is to stay open and keep people as safe as we possibly can.
Yeah, certainly a different year. That's to say the least. I would say kind of our operating motto, if you will, is open to stay open.
The good news from both resorts is that despite not having any J-1 visa workers this year, their staffing levels look better now than they did a year ago. Todd Shallon had this to say.
We've had very good success in hiring this year. Last year we had just about 400 J-1s that we used in our, so that was 400 people that aren't coming this year. But what we have found is there's a lot of college students that are working remotely that are here in Park City or want to be in a mountain town. And so our hiring has been very strong. And so we're really pleased. Jeremy and I were just talking with the lift operations team, and their group is starting now, and they're fully staffed. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do with less staffing here and there. Lift operations is not one of them. And if you don't have, you know, folks to attend to top and bottom and lift maintenance on both of those, you can't open a ski resort.
While their pandemic operating plans were released to the public earlier, something new that was mentioned is that Park City Mountain, in addition to having to make a reservation to get on a chairlift, reservations will also be required at all of their mountain lodges and restaurants. Mike Gore says they have planned the best they can. Everyone should expect change as the season moves along.
As we get into the year and we begin to prove out our ability to execute on all of the safety protocols, again, to keep everyone safe, then that's going to give us a better sense of, is there an opportunity to change capacities as we go along? That very well could be the case, and we'll monitor that as we go and make adjustments as we can.
What skiers and riders should expect that is, even though there will be fewer people on the slopes, there will likely be lift lines to accommodate the safety protocols. While Deer Valley will maintain a skier cap, Shallon says it will be significantly less than years past.
Contrary to popular belief, I did not change the number that we had as a capacity limit since Bob Wheaton was here. And that number stayed the same the last couple of years that I was here. But we will be substantially reducing that capacity limit this year. And I have been on the record, and I will be on the record here, saying we're not going to say what that number is. We have an idea, but that may change. And we won't really know until we operate the resort at that full capacity if it's working or not. But I can tell you that it will be significantly reduced from what we normally will have.
Gore says that Park City will be following similar safety precautions, which will mean longer lift lines and limited access to on-mountain restaurants.
Again, that is all about keeping guests and employees safe. And those will include, like Deer Valley, we've got lift loading protocols that will reduce capacity of our lifts. We've got also, we will have a reservation system for our restaurants this year.
Gore noted that they still have plenty of reservations available at Christmas and other busy holiday weekends, and he expects that except for a few days, they will not reach capacity. He added that as long as there is room, they will continue to take reservations day of. Park City is scheduled to open both its Park City and Canyons Village bases on Friday, November 20th. Deer Valley will open Saturday, December 5th. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.